Look, everybody has the right to have an opinion. I don't share that opinion. And once we look at the clear-cut chances we had, I think we had many more chances.
Arsene, does it matter, though, the fact that people were talking before this particular game that you hadn't beaten a Jose Mourinho team? So you have now.
No, maybe it was a bit of a hurdle for my team, you know, that recently we have not beaten them. But I said we lost last year 2-0 at Chelsea, played 0-0 at home. Today we beat them 1-0, so it's always very tight games. But psychologically, maybe it was an important hurdle for the team to get out of the way. For me, no, because it's Arsenal against Chelsea. It's not the two managers want me to play one against one on the pitch. Why not? But I'm ready to do that. But it's two teams who play against each other.
One player who made an immediate impact was Petr Cech. Can I just get your reaction to his debut today?
Well, I believe he had a positive influence on my team, but as well a negative influence on Chelsea, because in the one or two chances they had, they wanted to hit the perfect goal, maybe, because they know him well. So maybe influenced much Chelsea.
You've had an excellent pre-season. You've conceded just the one goal. What can this do with the belief and the confidence with this squad of players that you have, and perhaps you can go on and challenge or finish amongst the top two?
Yes, we want. I think we had a good balance between confidence and urgency. And for us, the challenge now is to keep, if you want to defend well, a good level of urgency, you know. And we know we can defend well now, so let's keep that level of solidarity to be efficient defensively.
Arsene, are you confident you can make that forward step now this season?
We finished third in the league last year, so I can't see telling you that I want to finish worse. You know, we want to do better. If there are better teams than us, we will have to accept it, but we think we have a chance, and that's what we want to show in every single game.
And is Petr Cech the final piece of that jigsaw, and has he almost proven that today?
I believe he's another top-level player who has come in, and let's see if he can do something more.
Thank you. Thanks.